Mr. Postman, there's a postal service in the Dominican Republic, but it is either not used, not trusted, or not helpful to the citizens in this old colonial neighborhood. In the United States, our post office is maligned, with carriers driving expensive post office vehicles, wearing special uniforms, driving to each box instead of walking, possessing good government benefits and retirements, hard to get hired unless you know someone with pull on the inside, or you are a woman or minority. In the Dominican Republic, mail goes missing, and from personal inspection, houses and businesses here don't even have mailboxes to deposit letters and bills, even if someone was delivering it properly. Therefore, utility bills are delivered door to door by a tall, friendly man wearing a white shirt with an electric company logo over his left shirt pocket. He stops this morning to visit his customers as he delivers their bills personally, and if no one is home, stuffs his electric company bill into their locked security doors, rolled up like a small handbill. For those of us who like to mail ourselves a letter to tell ourselves how great we are, the Dominican Republic is not a good choice. The best thing is you don't read about Dominican Republic postal workers shooting up their former workplace with automatic weapons. Working for the post office in the United States is a job that some still continue to die for.